Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, November 13th, 2018. Welcome to day 663. CNN sued Donald Trump and several White House aides, asking the court to restore Jim Acosta's access to the White House. Trump suspended Acosta's press pass last week after a confrontation during a press conference. The lawsuit alleges that Acosta's and CNN's First and Fifth Amendment rights are being violated by the White House's ban. Quote, "This is not a step we have taken lightly, but the White House action is unprecedented," CNN President Jeff Zucker said. Sarah Huckabee Sanders responded by saying that CNN is grandstanding by suing. She added that the administration will vigorously defend itself. Meanwhile, Maryland asked a federal judge to declare Rod Rosenstein the acting attorney general instead of Matthew Whitaker, arguing that the selection of Jeff Sessions' former chief of staff violated federal law and exceeded the appointment authority outlined in the Constitution. Trump installed Whitaker as acting attorney general last week after ordering Sessions to resign from the post. Trump is also considering replacing John Kelly and Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. Kelly has had repeated disputes with Melania Trump over staffing issues and travel requests, and has clashed with National Security Advisor John Bolton and his deputy, Mira Ricardel, the deputy National Security Advisor. Nick Ayers, currently Mike Pence's chief of staff, is among those being considered for the job. Trump has also told advisors that he wants to replace Nielsen, who is a close ally of Kelly. Forcing Nielsen out could result in Kelly quitting, and Ricardel is also expected to be fired. And finally, a Roger Stone associate expects to be indicted by Robert Mueller soon. Jeremy Corsi is one of more than a dozen people associated with Roger Stone who have been questioned by Mueller's investigators. Corsi said he doesn't know what he'll be charged with, other than that the special counsel indicated that he will be charged in the coming days. Corsi has been cooperating with the Mueller investigation since receiving a subpoena in late August. And now to the notables. One, a federal judge delayed the certification of Georgia's election results, ordering the state to first review all provisional ballots. Two, Kyrsten Sinema defeated her Republican opponent in the race for the Senate seat in Arizona, giving Democrats their first elected senator in Arizona in 30 years. Three, Trump mocked the French for needing the United States to rescue them from the Germans in both world wars. And four, Trump blamed the Secret Service for his canceled visit to a World War I cemetery in France, claiming that he suggested driving after it was deemed unsafe to take a helicopter. By the way, Trump tweeted, "When the helicopter couldn't fly to the first cemetery in France because of almost zero visibility, I suggested driving. Secret Service said no." And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.
What a stupid question that is.